Hello, everyone, and welcome to Frank and Steiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown, the weekly podcast where we cover the week's news of AEW Dynamite and WWE Smackdown. I am your host, Steve Picorni, joined as always by April.
Hi.
My wife. How's it going?
It's good.
Recording this on Saturday night.
Yep.
That's my Saturday Night Live music. April Picorni.
That was very bad. All of that.
Dogs are just burping. Jim Belushi.
Please stop.
Let's get into it. There's barely any news this week. Nobody was super racist or anything like that.
Triple H said that comment and you said it didn't matter anyways.
Yeah, nah.
That was weird. It was a weird comment.
Triple H said that Paige might have kids she doesn't know about. How would that happen?
Exactly. It's a weird comment.
Yeah, it's just a throw. It's a bad joke.
Okay.
AEW Dynamite. From January 15th, 2020. Starts off. Oh, there was a little bit of news. The Rock's dad died.
Oh.
So both shows opened up with a RIP Rocky Johnson picture. But AEW started off with a number one contenders match for the tag belts. We started off with Hangman Page, Kenny Omega versus Proud and Powerful versus the Young Bucks versus the greatest team of all time, Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta, Orange Cassidy, the best friends.
Yeah, you love them. We know. We know.
Really good match.
Yeah, this was a pretty hype match.
All four teams can fucking go.
Yeah.
A lot of like crazy fucking flips and
everything was just like done really well in really good timing, and everything was really just done well. It was a good match.
There was a let's see, we got 2, 4, 6, an 8-man German suplex, which yes, they were trying, and then Orange Cassidy jumped in and helped his team. So it was a 9-man suplex, not German suplex, regular suplex. But yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It was cool.
Whole time, like, Young Bucks and Omega and Adam Page were kind of like awkward.
Adam Page.
Yeah, Cowboy. What do you?
Is his name Adam?
Yeah, Hangman Adam Page.
I have only known him as Hangman Page, so didn't know his name was Adam this entire time.
Now you have me questioning if I'm correct or not, but I can almost guarantee you, Adam Page. Whew.
Okay, well,
it's very like, they didn't want to fight, but they did fight, and there was like respect, and but essentially the end of the match happens, and like Adam Page and Kenny Omega steal the win from the Young Bucks. Page tags himself in on one of the Young Bucks. They hit the buckshot lariat in the V trigger on poor Chuck Taylor.
You were so sad.
I was, and they get the 1, 2, 3.
Boo! Well, were you surprised on who won?
A little bit. We all know who I was hoping for to win.
Of course. We know. We know.
but it really furthers their storyline. Interestingly enough, like, at the end of the match, Adam Page did, like, kind of celebrate with the Elite.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. What would you grade that match?
A.
Also an A.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Good gonna opener.
I'm very itchy. I always think about that Dave Chappelle skit where it's like the Kinkos. He's like, you won't get any service here. And it's just that chick, and she's like, my butt itches.
It's so stupid.
DDP shown backstage doing yoga. Cody comes down to the ring dressed like Don Johnson. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Do you know who his daughter is?
Nope.
Yes, you do. She was in that sex movie everybody watched.
No.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, she's weird looking.
Do you know what Miami Vice is?
No.
What the fuck?
Do I know what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds familiar.
So he's dressed for the beach because we forgot to mention. It's Bash at the Beach, April.
Mm-hmm.
Cody gets a pretty good promo. Talking about MJF and all the shit, and he's going to do a cage match against Wardlow.
He's going to get whipped.
He's going to get whipped.
Right? It said like lashes.
Or yeah, lashing. 10 lashes with a leather belt. Yeah! And something, I think the other one is just keeping his hands off MJF until the pay-per-view, so.
Cody's just always good. Just his beautiful, beautiful face.
We know, April. We do get a we get that cage match in like 2 weeks in February, so pretty cool. For whatever reason, I thought it was next week on the boat. I thought they were doing the cage match on the boat.
How would they even make that possible?
They're wrestling on the boat.
I know they're wrestling on the boat. You think they're going to be able to put a steel cage in there? Come on. This is getting too elaborate.
That'd be pretty fucking awesome.
Are you so sad you're not at the cruise?
No. I love wrestling, but you know what sucks about wrestling? Wrestling fans. And then you'll be stuck on a boat with them.
People are going to think you're so nice and want to listen to this podcast even
more.
Here's
the thing, though. Wrestling fans know other wrestling fans are horrible.
I think you're horrible.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
They show MJF and Wardlow in the back, and MJF is wearing his I Bang Dallas' Daughter shirt.
That shirt was too
ruthless,
much.
Dude.
Yeah, it was bad. Is his daughter hot?
I think she's attractive. I don't know if she's hot.
Not that this matters, you guys. I just feel like MJF would be very particular.
If she was a great big fat person, I don't think he would wear that shirt.
That's mean.
I'm just saying. We get a Joey Janela promo.
That might be his type. You know what?
Honestly, if this was WCW, they would make MJF like Fat Lady Thriller. And you're wondering, how did you come up with that name so quickly? Because Mike Awesome in WCW was the Fat Lady Thriller. One of the biggest badasses in fucking wrestling, and they gave him that gimmick. So fucking stupid. And now Mike Awesome's dead.
Oh my god, okay.
April.
It just got really intense so fast.
Joey Janela cuts a promo, talks about getting low-blowed by Penelope Ford. And
his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Talks about, you know.
What a weird gimmick.
What's the new dude? I can't remember.
Kip Sabian?
Yes. Thank you. I was going to say Matt Taven, but that's Ring of Honor. Yeah. Challenges Kip Sabian to a match. He's actually going to fight Rey Fénix this upcoming week.
On
Dynamite. Quiz? So, I think. I listened to Wrestling Observer, and it sounded like they already recorded it. So I don't know if some matches will be like from the cruise and some matches will be pre-recorded.
You don't have any facts.
I don't know AEW's programming plan. I apologize.
I'm disappointed.
Then we get April's favorite group, the Nightmare Collective.
Look, I don't hate them like everyone else and their mom. But this match was bad.
Yeah, it really was. It was supposed to be Kong.
Yeah, and what the fuck happened?
Mel. I have no idea. I haven't seen anything. Supposedly she was sick. I don't know what happened.
That's why Brandi Rhodes was like, I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Yeah. I was wasn't even supposed to be here today. Clerks. Have you seen Clerks?
Yes, bitch.
They're facing Chris Statlander and Shiada. I always feel like I'm fucking up those Japanese names.
I was going to say Io Shirai, which is...
Whoa.
Definitely
wrong right. Show.
Yeah, wrong show.
Statlander, like, runs down to the ring and gets in, like, Brandy's face, and then they start beating her up. The camera work in this match is kind of sucked, too.
Everything in this match was weird.
Whoa. They're beating her up, and then Shiada's going to come down. She has her kendo stick, and she waits, like, for her whole entrance video to play and then comes out. Dr. Luther tries to stop her from coming down. He gets a kendo stick for his tries.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the match
starts.
What's
his name?
Dr. Luther?
Dr. Luther.
I think they're just calling him Luther. But in Japan and deathmatch world, it was Dr. Luther. Y'all are gross. It was very, like, there was a lot of miscommunication. At one point, Statlander's going for the pin on Mel, and Shiada grabs Brandy, but she still gets in the ring and breaks the pin up. It wasn't good.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. A lot of miss... I feel like...
Well, they probably didn't prep for this match, was what I'm assuming, right? They probably were assuming they were with the other chick?
Yeah, with Kong.
Yeah.
Who probably would have called it in the ring.
Yeah.
Because she's been doing this shit forever. I mean, Shiada's been doing it forever, but I feel like Mel... wasn't that good?
Yeah, you were really dissing on her.
She's very, like, lanky.
She is lanky.
And not, like, muscular or anything.
So?
She just looks like a person.
So? Riho is, like, the tiniest little peanut in the whole world.
Peanut?
Peanut. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's, like, gangly, but it doesn't mean, like, anything. I just think the whole match was sloppy, so it just made everybody look bad.
Yeah. Statlander and Shiada actually win.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just done with this anyway. Because it seems weird that the faces would win, like, right off rip. But who the fuck knows? What would you grade that match?
That was bad. It was a D.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
We get another Dark Order video package. They've been doing these weekly.
Yeah, why is everybody hating on Dark Order?
I don't know. I love it.
I like it.
I love it.
It seems like a weird little culty thing.
Yeah. They're talking about who they're trying to recruit. Nakazawa on that list.
They want the Young Bucks?
Well, so they think they can get the Young Bucks' friend.
No, they want they want Omega.
Well, okay. So... through Nakazawa, they're saying we can get Nakazawa, and through Nakazawa we can get Omega. They want Young Bucks' friend, who I can't fucking remember his name, but through him they'll be able to get Young Bucks.
Yeah, I don't remember that guy.
And then I think they're also trying to get Adam Page.
They're just trying to get everyone.
Yeah.
It's a cult.
And we still don't know who the leader is.
Yep.
Who do you think the leader is going to be?
Well, weren't you telling me that's supposed to be Matt Hardy or some shit?
Hopefully.
That's the rumor.
I just read something that it was originally going to be the villain.
Who's the
Marty
villain?
Marty Scurll.
Who's that?
Interrupt me again. He was part of the Elite. He was
you
part
interrupt
of,
me all the
excuse
time.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. He was part of the Bullet Club. He's been friends with, like, all those guys forever. But I guess Ring of Honor offered him, like, a huge contract, and he would only have to work, like, 43 days a year. And he's, like, on the booking committee, so he'll kind of be able to say, like, what he wants to do. Yeah, fuck, whatever, dude. Sure. So then we get Sammy versus John Moxley. Sammy does his usual... He comes out... Go straight to commercial, and Sammy does his whole cue card thing. Yeah. Moxley comes out. A really good match, I thought. Sammy looked like a fucking $1,000.
Yeah.
Just, like, picking Moxley up and like throwing him around and shit.
Yeah.
And Sammy's
like squatting him.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
It was insane. I was like, he has to be at least like 170, 180, right?
Moxley, he's like 220. 160, 170.
I said 170, 180, to be fair.
Still.
And now really I'm rethinking low. It. Yeah. That's too low.
Yeah. He's like 240, 250. Easy.
How is he squatting him?
Sammy's strong. You got those strong Latin thighs.
He's got that strong glute ass. Glutes. So I always got to look at his ass because he's always basically in a thong by the end of the match.
Those glutes. You
this
love
matches,
it.
This much? No, I don't. I'm so happy that Moxley's wearing pants.
Yeah, you do comment on that a lot.
I don't prefer to see butt. Dude butt.
Dude butt. It's not like Sammy has a big hairy ass or anything.
No, he doesn't.
You would not have been a fan of...
No, you know who I couldn't handle in underwear was Cesaro. I'm so glad he's wearing like little pant things now.
You wouldn't have been a fan of Rikishi.
I know who Rikishi is.
The Uso's dad.
I know who it is. He wore undies.
Oh, boy. His ass was always out. Yeah. He was always putting it in people's faces.
Yes, I know. I've seen Vince McMahon's face in it. I've seen it.
Stink face.
Okay. This match was really good.
Really good. Moxley wins when Sammy goes to the top to do a moonsault and catches him in a rear naked choke. Sammy taps out. We get Jericho's music hits. Lights go out.
The posse's there.
Everybody shows up. Yeah. They beat the shit out of Moxley.
Inner circle, bitches.
Inner circle. And
does he just have no friends?
Yeah, they mention it on commentary. They're like, nope, Moxley doesn't have any friends in AEW.
That sucks.
I feel like he likes it that way.
Yeah.
Jericho takes a spike off his jacket, jabs Moxley in the eye with it.
He has no eye.
No, it's gone. He looks like Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid now.
All I know is he better have an eye patch next week. I'm gonna be upset.
On the boat.
It better fucking be an eye patch on the boat.
What would you grade that match?
A.
What would you grade the segment after?
I don't remember. Oh, the like stabbing in the eye? It was all an A. I thought it was all good. Some people were complaining that like you're not going to believe that he's really going to lose his eye. It's like, no shit. I mean, I don't... What? Of course not. They're just trying to be like violent and like mean.
Stab him in the guts then.
They're bullies.
Oh, I think I'm going to sneeze. Yeah. It's gone. They interview Jericho in the back, and he basically is like, I'll keep an eye on you, Moxley, since you only have one, and basically threatens Jungle Boy and Jurassic Express, because they're fighting next week in a triple threat, or a six-man tag. Three people on each team. We get MJF, the Butcher, and the Blade versus DDP, Dustin Rhodes, and QT Marshall.
So I didn't get to really watch this match. I should have like tried to rewatch it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. QT Marshall's really good. Dustin Rhodes is good. DDP came in and threw some clotheslines.
DDP is 1,000.
He is. He also did like a flip off the fucking top rope.
That's what I mean.
To the ground. It's crazy.
DDP yoga should just be the only advertisement. Because that dude is fit as fuck. And he's 60 something.
I think he's like 63.
I'm done. I better be that fit when I'm 63. That's
great, yeah.
DDP is goals.
A lot of back and forths. Diamond cutters all around. And then Brandon Cutler is the name of that guy, I think. No, that guy's in NXT. I was trying to remember who the Young Bucks friend is. MJF hits a low blow on QT Marshall and gets a pin. 1, 2, 3. Pretty good match, though.
I'm not going to rate it because I didn't really watch it.
I would say a B.
Okay.
Again, Paige just came in and threw some clotheslines. He was moving a little slower, but again, he's 60.
He shouldn't
60.
Have to go in there at all. He's over 60.
Once you're in the business, you're never out.
You need to be out.
Except if you're the Rick
Big
the
Show
Model Martel.
Out.
don't get me started. I feel like every so often when the Big Show's gone, they'll release pictures and he looks like ripped and in really good shape, and then he comes back and he's just Big Show. Like, what happened, dude?
Out.
Like Kane.
Out.
We'll talk on that in a minute. We get an interview with SCU talking about the number one contendership match that happened earlier. Hangman Page shows up all drunk, and Kenny Omega, you know, apologizes. What do you think of the whole Kenny Omega, the whole Hangman Page being a drunk thing?
It's weird.
Right? Star-Lord also doesn't like it.
He's crying. I don't know. I don't love it.
Yeah. I don't really have a feeling one way or another.
Does it mean that he's a drunk, or does it just mean he's, like, depressed?
Who knows?
He's very unhappy.
He should join the Dark Order.
I hope he does.
Stop being a fucking loser.
Okay, that's... What?
Then we get the main event for number one contendership. Oh, it's a number one contendership tournament for the world title. Darby Allin versus Pac.
Yeah, I was confused on this because I thought that John Moxley was already the person.
So it was John Moxley and Sammy. That was part of the tournament.
I just already thought that John Moxley was trying to face Jericho.
I think he was trying, but they're like, Jericho just wasn't going to give him a shot. Because remember Jericho a couple weeks ago was like, people that aren't going to get a shot, John Moxley. And then he was, you know, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
So I think this was their way of kind of like getting him into that match.
Okay. I don't remember any of that, but okay.
So this fucking match was amazing. Darby Allin's fucking spectacular. They just beat the shit out of each other the whole time. Darby Allin hits his coffin drop at one point. Looks awesome. Pac throwing Darby Allin all around. Mm-hmm. A couple times I thought Darby Allin died. You even said that he was dead.
I was like, he's dead.
Dead. Pac eventually hits the black arrow.
Green arrow, orange arrow, red arrow.
Oh my God. And he actually gets the pin. And then he cuts up. Tony Schiavone shows up.
In his, like, Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, because it's best at the beach.
Are they getting sued for that or what?
I haven't seen anything. They have the trademark, so who knows? Mm-hmm. And Pac is just saying, you know, obviously John Moxley won't be able to, you know, perform next week. So I'm the number one contender. And then we cut to the back.
And he's Moxley's like, get me out of this ambulance. Get out of the ambulance! And he loves to cuss. If there's somebody who likes to cuss, it is him.
It is John Moxley.
I think I've heard him cuss almost every time. I've either seen him doing nasty shit or cussing.
That one pay-per-view, he just kept saying fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That like, lights out.
Was that the snot rocket thing?
It might have been the Omega match where he, like, pulled the shit back on the ring. Yeah. Moxley comes out in an eye patch and says, I'm going to whoop your ass next week. On the boat.
On the boat.
And that's how we wrap up the show. What would you grade that last match?
It was an A.
A grade. What would you grade the show overall?
I guess I can't grade it an A because I gave that one match a D. So I have to give it a B, I guess.
Brings the average way down.
Brings it way down.
Yeah, probably B minus. That was that in the Page match. Really didn't do like a whole lot for me.
Oh, you mean Diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah, no, not the first match.
God, bitch.
That is Orange Cassidy. It's automatically A plus.
That's not how it works. It is. He was just sitting in the corner at one point, and I was like, he's literally just sitting in the corner doing absolutely nothing.
I love when like Trent or Chuck go for a pin, and he like. Orange Cassidy gets up and he's like counting with the ref and walking to like go up the stairs, and the person always kicks out, and Orange Cassidy just like puts his head down in like disappointment and walks back to the corner.
So yeah. Dumb.
So the boat should be fairly interesting.
Also, me and all my coworkers just thumbs up like Orange Cassidy now. It's pretty ridiculous.
Did you show your coworker that video I sent you?
No, I didn't.
You're the worst. Orange Cassidy is the best. Let's move on to SmackDown.
SmackDown.
From the 17th of January 2020.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Starts off with my good old friend.
It starts with the mayor.
The mayor.
Kane.
Kane.
Just comes out and talks about the Rumble. How he's like all amped for it. So I wonder if we'll see Kane in the Rumble. Or maybe he'll make an appearance in the strap match.
Well, obviously, isn't he going to face The Fiend? Didn't you tell me that?
Saudi Arabia is what they're advertising.
Yeah, so that's going to be a thing.
Should Kane go to Saudi Arabia? Should a fucking, like, government official be going to Saudi Arabia? What world is this?
Is that not okay?
I mean, we're kind of at a weird time in the world. Bray Wyatt interrupts with the Firefly Funhouse, and
we're really glad that you're our friend. This is a friendship that will never ever end.
I love it.
I sounded just like it.
Basically says, Kane, I love you. You're the best. Ramblin' Rabbit's okay from last week. He has an IV.
Because he's like basically gonna just abuse him.
And then he's like, Kane, wait, you're on the wall. You're on the wall here. That means you've met the Fiend. And then all the lights go out. And we thought Kane was like bleeding or something.
Dude, I was like, there's like blood coming out of his mouth.
It was at the most perfect time. Yeah, it like drips out of the corner of his mouth. But yeah. It was from his eye makeup around like, his mask.
Wait.
Because I was like, well, maybe he'll like do something to Kane and Kane will bleed out of his mouth. But no.
He did not. That did not happen.
It did not. So Fiend comes out, comes from under the ring. Kane turns around and says, what took you so long? And then who runs in but D. Bryan?
Daniel Bryan.
Hits a kick. His like drop kick that he does. A bunch of punches. Fiend, you know, tucks tail back under the ring. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan reaches under, grabs a bunch of dreadlocks and a random pair of glasses.
We're still trying to figure out.
They have to be Daniel Bryan's.
Where are the glasses from?
They had to be in Daniel Bryan's pocket.
But I don't think he wears glasses.
If you've ever seen Daniel Bryan in glasses or have a picture of Daniel Bryan in glasses, steve@frankenculture.com. Send it.
Stupid.
Please Photoshop Daniel Bryan in glasses. Go to commercial, come back to a interview with Daniel Bryan where he challenges The Fiend to a strap match. So he can't run, he says. He's tired of Bray running.
I'm tired of it.
Tired of it. We get Big E with Kofi versus the returning John Morrison with The Miz.
Yeah, blonde Kofi.
Yep, Kofi dyed his hair blonde.
Blonde Kofi.
What did you think? This is your first time seeing a John Morrison match. What did you think of John Morrison?
He's all right, I guess.
You think he'll look better with short hair?
I do think he'd look better with short hair, and he's very fit.
No. I think he needs to hit the gym.
Stupid. He has like an 8-pack.
He doesn't have enough muscle. Yeah, his hair used to be like a lot fuller, I feel like.
It used to be but like we're
all
more.
We're all getting old.
I don't even think it's that it's fuller. So I think he has like, I think it made his hair like more wet instead of like dry and like floofy.
Yeah, it looks stringy.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Pretty good match, back and forth. Biggie's really good.
I see where they're going with this gimmick. It's cool.
Yeah.
I like Miz, I like the Miz better as a heel. So.
Yeah, Miz is a really good heel.
He's so good.
At one point, Miz is on the apron. Kofi rips him down.
He's just such a good little prick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I like that him and this, I know that him and this guy have a good friendship. So I think that everybody, their dynamic's going to work really well. And
their assholes.
New Day is good.
How long before they win the belts from New Day?
Probably pretty soon.
Yeah. And then Heavy Machinery wins it from them at WrestleMania. That is my prediction. Thank you.
Who are you thanking?
Everyone for listening. This has been the Frank. John Morrison wins with the Starship Pain that he kind of botched. His legs hit the mat
first.
Yeah.
But he was still a flippy.
Oh, yeah. It's super crazy. At one point, he does like a parkour flip to the outside on top of Kofi.
Yeah.
And then hits a kick on Big E.
Yeah.
And that's what.
He was probably just having like jittery nerves. First time doing WWE match in a long time.
Jittery.
Yeah, I would assume.
We get the Usos versus the Revival. Oh, I'm sorry. What would you rate that match?
It was a B.
Yeah. Solid B. I wish we could just open up a show with a fucking wrestling match.
Nah.
Usos versus the Revival.
What was the point?
Because remember the Revival ran in.
Oh, I guess, and like, yeah, help beat them up. That's right.
They didn't. Well, they didn't even do anything. They just were a distraction in that match last week.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Because anything involving the Usos and Roman Reigns is boring, and we've seen it 1,000 times.
Oh, that, I feel like that's a little much. I just feel like, why bury the Revival more?
Well, so I told you they did trademark Shatter Machine.
Yeah.
So.
But then they did that promo.
They got interrupted for something else.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, for the Lacey. But, okay, yeah. But in the promo, though, they're, like, kind of talking shit about the company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why yours not. But I feel like they have been, even on Twitter, and they've been talking shit about WWE. So, who's to fucking say? Like, what, a lot of times this shit happens, and then they back up a huge truck full of money. And then the Revival's like, oh, okay. You'll pay me $250,000 to stick around? Sure. Yeah.
Always about the money.
This match was a nothing match.
It was a nothing match.
C minus grade. Usos won.
Where is Trinity? Where's Naomi?
Where is Trinity? She's on the opening for Raw. Where's Naomi?
But it's like weird. So like, one of the twins had all the problems.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
With all the drinking.
Correct.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Do you like how that didn't correlate with each other?
Right. Well, and like the one incident in Michigan, they were together.
They were. And I'm like, I know that she has just been MIA. They were all MIA.
Maybe she'll come back for the Rumble.
Well, let's hope.
Whenever Trinity's not on the screen, people should be asking, where's Trinity?
I like her.
Yeah. So. I mean, the glow thing was over.
Oh, it's totally over.
Yeah. Does she come back with the glow thing?
I hope so. All right. So is that now? Are we talking about the promo?
Yeah. So we get a commercial after that match. We come back to a interview with the Revival where they're just like, we need to make a change because this company doesn't care about us or the tag division. And just to prove that, it's interrupted with a brawl between Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, and Bayley. We actually go to the brawl midway through because Sasha is on the ground grasping her leg.
Oh, I'm in pain.
My leg! And Lacey Evans says, don't mess with a child, especially a child of a mother.
That's not what she says. She just fucking talks. Who cares? Ugh.
Lacey, yeah, it's a pull apart. They get pulled apart, whatever. Then we go to Sonya Deville getting ready for her match, which is coming up. She's talking to Mandy. And it's like, oh, I know. I see why you're nice to Otis. Can you have him come out for my match?
And she's trying to be like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Very good acting from Mandy Sachs.
Dude, why? Why is she?
What?
Why is she so not good with it?
I don't know.
Sonya Deville was actually like more believable.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I see what you're trying to do. And yeah. Mandy was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Which sucks because I don't know why I'm rooting for her so much. Like, I almost want her. I want her to make it over so bad. She is, to me, is much more deserving than Lacey fucking Evans. That's Whoa. For sure.
Where's Eva Marie at?
She's doing unsuccessful shit.
Dude, have you seen what she has, like, she's like linked up with Rain Energy Drink. She looks like incredibly skinny and like overly fit now.
Well, she's a fitness person now. I think that's like her whole thing.
And she's still married to that dude.
I'm telling you, till the end. I knew it from their fateful love on that show. Total Divas.
So Manny says, I'll talk to Otis and try to get him to come out for the match.
I cannot. And is their match next?
Well, then we go back
to Lacey. It's like a bunch of fucking Sasha segments.
Yeah.
And Bailey.
Sasha has ice on her ankle.
On her anchor.
Anchor.
There's a boat.
And then Scrap Daddy Adam Pearce comes in and is just like, oh, we're going to have the match. We've been advertising it for 2 weeks. That's the thing. He says, we're going to have the match, but it's not going to be you, Sasha. It's going to be Bailey. Well, that's not the match then. But it does feel like they're trying to make Adam Pearce. I've been working
on my rap album.
Oh, my God. We're going to review that rap album.
I can't wait. I'm going to love it.
My rap album and music video.
Oh, I can't fucking wait. It's going to have Snoop, D-O-double-G.
It's never good. John Cena had a rap album.
First of all, I support Sasha Banks and her rap.
Macho Man had a rap album. A plus.
Oh, okay.
Be a man, Hogan.
I can't.
Bailey versus Lacey Evans.
Dude. Everyone is fucking in love with Lacey Evans.
I just don't even get it, dude.
What's wrong with my mind? Because everyone loves her. People are going apeshit when she comes out.
It was like...
It's crazy.
She literally...
She went from being a total bitch stop to completely loved. Like, the fastest I've ever seen anyone.
And all she did was just be like, I'm a Marine.
I'm a mother and a Marine. Oh!
What?
People, like, literally lost their mind after that. They're like, oh my God, she's part of the Marines and she's a mom. Double whammy. And I'm just like, great. I am so upset that we watched SmackDown for this reason only. I'm gonna have to see her so much now.
Oh yeah, it's the worst.
She's gonna be champion. She is gonna be champion so soon.
I feel like,
and I'm gonna cry.
Your hatred for Lacey is on par with my hatred for Charlotte Flair.
Oh, I was like Randy Orton.
Oh yeah, I've never liked Randy Orton. I've never let it be known.
To be fair, since she has started, I've never liked her, and then I listened to her interview, liked her worse. And now I just like her not at all. I'm a child's mother.
I'm a child mother.
Mama bear. What? I'm a mom too. Chill the fuck out. Especially.
Okay, so I just had an amazing idea.
No.
Stop. We'll do predictions for the Rumble.
Great.
Okay.
Wait, the Rumble's not until next week, though.
It's next week, so we will have to record on Saturday. But the loser of the predictions will have to cut that promo. I'll transcribe it word for word. And then the loser has to cut that promo.
I can't. I hope I just lose on purpose so that I can cut that promo. People be like, oh, your voice isn't so monotone. It's not. I can make an effort.
Then Lacey Evan won. Who cares? What would you rate that match?
I would rate it, please turn the TV off.
Yeah. A D. It wasn't good.
It wasn't that horrible. I just can't stand to see her face or anything about her.
Poor Bailey.
Poor Bailey.
We get a backstage interview with Shorty G.
Oh, man. He just looks like such a ding-dong. Why do they make him such a, like a, almost like, Not even like a sympathetic loser. It's,
he's a geek.
He is the biggest geek. It's so sad because before, like, I honestly didn't even notice his stature before.
Yeah.
And now since they've made it all about that, they've made him so, like, so losery. And he's like, every time they talk to him, he's like, you know what? You should just love yourself. But it's not, like, inspirational. It's, like, sad.
Where's Nia Jax?
Oh, no. Come on. Don't wish that upon us. Prediction. She comes back. Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. She'll be back.
No.
They got to pull out all the fucking stops for Royal Rumble. They don't have enough women.
They just put men. They just put men onto the women.
Awesome. At one point, Santino Marella was dressing like a woman.
I remember. You've told me this.
And he'll come. And then Harvey Whippleman, he was doing that as Hervina, so we could bring him out. That's perfect. Perry Saturn used to wear a dress. That's pretty close.
All this useless information. What's up next?
So Shorty G just says that Sheamus is a jerk. Sheamus shows up.
Looking just fit as hell. Dude, I was like, what?
And does the, has anybody seen Shorty G? The same shit we saw from Baron Corbin like 3 months ago. What the fuck?
Poor Shorty G.
Shorty G just attacks Sheamus like a coward. Blindsides him.
Good.
Gable walks off and Sheamus flips the table. Again, looking fit as hell.
I was just like, whoa, oh. And you like his shirt. You like his new shirt.
It's pretty cool looking. We get another backstage interview with Braun Strowman.
How many interviews have we talked about? 30,000.
Yeah. Where he says, I'm going in the Royal Rumble. I'm going to choo-choo to the Rumble.
Also, I felt like the commentator, who was it? That little Charlie, or not Charlie.
It was like a different one, wasn't it?
No.
Elise?
What? I thought this was the one where she was almost going to break.
Oh, it was Kayla Braxton.
I feel like she just wanted to laugh the whole time.
She had a
big grin. Yeah. And he's like trying to be like serious and angry. And she's like.
And then he's like, I want Shinsuke's title. And then they always do this fucking thing where like.
They go to the
rest. Yeah. The wrestler walks away and then they pan back to the interviewer. And the interviewer's just like. Why are you doing that?
I think it's because they want what's your reaction as the commentator person?
Oh my
God. I don't like, I get it, but those people never do a good job of it, so it doesn't work.
No, yeah. Mean Gene Okerlund was like the best fucking interview guy. That's just everyone like should just go watch tapes of that.
That you just want to go back in time.
No, because it shit sucked then.
My kid is still awake.
He's partying. Then we get Elias.
Steve is so upset that Elias is taken as a joke now.
Elias starts singing a song. Sami Zayn, Cesaro, and Nakamura come out.
We have to make something clear.
Cesaro was waiting to take his
dress. Cesaro was completely dressed when he walked out. And Shinsuke is literally a model. He is posing like a sensual model.
Shinsuke has like that pleather jumpsuit that it's like so zips great. Up. And he like zips it all the way down to his belly button. And it's just open, but you can't, like, you don't see any nipples.
And
it's
such good posture. And he has his hand like on his hip and he's just like with the belt. I just can't explain it. He just looks like he's modeling 24/7. I love it.
Sammy says that Strowman will not get a title shot. And then like Elias starts talking shit against Sammy and Nakamura's face is just like, oh,
he is like, Nakamura's not having it.
Yeah, so Sami Zayn sends Cesaro down to the ring to beat up Elias,
mm-hmm.
who like handles his own against Nakamura and Cesaro. Two of the fucking biggest badasses in the whole company. So Sami Zayn then helps. All three of them beat him down. And then Strowman comes.
Elias is a pretty big dude, though.
Yeah.
Come on, I think I've seen the guy wrestle like 5 times.
Again, you've seen him wrestle live.
One of those five times was live. All I've ever seen him do is play the guitar. What happened to the gimmick with him and Dana Brooke? Did that just end?
Yeah, like we said, where's Dana Brooke? Where's Carmella?
Where's Dana?
Carmella had like
Pyro.
Three squash matches and Pyro. Now nothing.
She ain't banging graves hard enough.
What people don't know about you, though, is you're like a relatively new wrestling fan, but you've been to WrestleMania, Elimination Chamber, and Money in the Bank. Like,
and I've seen NXT live.
Yeah. And you've seen two cash-ins. Because the Mania we went to was the Seth Rollins one, and then the Money in the Bank was Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, haven't we seen something else? I've seen Elimination Chamber.
That's what I said. You saw the first women's Elimination Chamber.
I feel like I've seen something else, though.
Ronda Rousey.
Was that also Elimination Chamber?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when she signed the contract.
Where did we do our baby announcement at? Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
Baby in the Bank.
Baby in the Bank.
We did our baby announcement at a wrestling thing. You guys are all welcome. What is happening?
Our dogs always join us, and Star-Lord is rubbing himself all over the fucking comforter.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm a newer wrestling fan. So,
but
yeah.
You've been to, like, all these, like, insane things.
WrestleMania is what actually got me hooked, because I had so much fun. That trip was so fun. That was, like, one of the funnest trips.
San Jose.
Yeah, we went to Levi's Stadium and saw, that's when we saw Rusev in a fucking tank.
He was in a tank.
And now we're watching this stupid thing.
And he lost, April. He was in a tank and he lost.
You were so mad. You hate John Cena. You and this like guy, a few rows back, were chanting the same shit.
Yeah, that guy was wasted.
John Cena sucks.
Come on, Goldust.
We saw Daniel Bryan before he had to retire.
Yeah.
His everything. And we saw the Bella Twins with AJ and Paige.
Yeah.
We saw
Sting. And AJ's last match.
It was AJ's last match.
Saw Sting in his first ever WWE match.
Yeah, with Triple H.
Yep.
And Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
Seth Rollins cash in. Yeah.
We're missing people.
Oh, yeah. The card was huge.
Yeah. But those are like the main
We saw things. The shitty New Day when New Day was bad.
No, we did not.
It was New Day versus Cesaro and Tyson Kidd versus Los Matadors, and I'm sure I'm missing another team.
What?
We also saw, did Zack Ryder win the belt in that ladder match?
Daniel Bryan won.
Yes, but we saw Luke Harper go through the ladder.
Wow, I don't remember. That. The ones that I mention are the main ones I remember.
Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker. Seth Rollins versus
Randy that's right, because we didn't get a real Bray Wyatt entrance.
Yeah.
And you're disappointed.
We've never gotten it. Anytime. Because at Elimination Chamber, he was fighting Matt Hardy and showed up like outside of the ring or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we've, you know, for how short I've been a fan, we've done some things.
But April had seen Elias wrestle.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Elias.
He never remembers.
I liked his headband he was wearing.
Yeah, you kept going on and on about it.
I loved it.
It's very similar to the one you're wearing now.
That's my style. That's why I liked it.
Nana vibes. My Nana always wore headbands. It was to hold her wig.
Me too.
Yep. We get another Rocky Johnson memorial. This time they go kind of into his past. And of course that brings into The Rock.
You like really shit on this.
He was really not rude. A part of my life. He was not a part of the wrestling era I was interested in. Him and Tony Atlas were forgettable champs. Really, he would go as a footnote in the book of wrestling if his son was not The Rock.
Oh, well, you know what? He sounds like a man that had a hard life struggle. And
yeah, no, I mean, nobody has any like ill things to say about him.
You just made it sound like he's a piece of shit.
So, no, I didn't say like he beat up homeless people or anything. Just
like he would not be important at all without his child.
But there's tons of people like that in wrestling. That Tony Atlas, who was his tag team partner, again, is a footnote. Tony Atlas will go down. Him and Abdullah the Butcher were there when fucking, Brody, Bruiser Brody got murdered. Yeah, in Mexico. So fuck the both of them. Would you like to continue?
Sure.
We get the Sonya Deville match. Sonya with Mandy Rose versus Alexa Bliss and April's favorite, Nikki Cross.
I hate that tag team more than anything in my life. You know what? It is very, very close to the Lacey Evans hate I have.
What are you going to do when Nikki Cross turns on Alexa?
I'm going to celebrate.
Because that's what has to happen. It can't be Alexa turning on Nikki.
No, it's going to be Alexa turning on her, even though it shouldn't. But yeah, Nikki,
everyone is expecting it.
Nikki is a dweeb.
Swerve me.
Swerve me.
Swerve me, bro.
All right, so this is great because what happens?
Otis and Tucker come out.
And Otis does something. Otis. So inappropriate.
Otis comes out.
Why do they keep letting him do this?
Otis comes out and immediately takes off his jacket. Okay. And then the match is going on and whatever. Mandy gets on the apron at one point as a distraction. Gets kicked off and he catches Mandy. And that's when he starts doing the sniggity snake tongue lash.
Yeah, like flickering his tongue. And she's just like, she's actually like not laughing, which I can give her props for. She's actually like pretending to be into it.
It's so funny.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Everything about this is great.
And then Sonya loses because
of it. Sonya gets rolled up and gets pinned,
what
right?
What are they doing with this?
But my favorite part.
What?
Hold on. So after Sonya loses, Otis just ripped off his shirt. Like in confusion. He didn't know what else to do. It just strips off. So he's just in his little tights.
Steve clearly just loves Otis.
Oh my god.
But like, so what is the purpose of this? Like, why are they trying to make Sonya lose due to Otis, but Mandy's into Otis? Like, what are they trying to split them?
I think it'll turn into a tag match probably next week. 2 versus 2, and they'll have Otis come down and maybe something happens and Mandy and Otis rushes her to the back for medical attention. Sonya still loses, but Mandy's hurt and realizes that she loves Otis. They kiss in the back. Sonya walks up. Now we break those guys up again. I don't fucking know.
Wow. That was a horrible storytelling.
You know, what are you going to do when it happens?
I'm going to be very mad. Okay, whatever. Was trying to figure out where this was going, but that didn't help. But that was pretty hilarious.
Yes, it was great. We had a Roman Reigns promo earlier in a smoky room that really didn't make any sense. Whatever.
That was weird.
Yeah.
And like the Usos were just being like really intense with it.
Yeah. We got another backstage segment with Corbin, Ziggler, and Rude, where Robert Rude was pulling out a rubber band and April said he looked like a dweeb.
Oh my god. Yes. That skinny little rubber band that obviously was just meant for no exercise at all.
Well, it was super long, but because it showed him like going, like doing one of these where you like stand on it.
It made
first.
Him look like a weak ass.
You do that for all your veins pop out.
Okay, whatever. It made him look like a weirdo to me, but sure.
Because Roman Reigns and Robert Roode are having a tables match today. Winner. So if Roman wins, he gets to pick the stipulation for the Baron Corbin Roman Reigns match at Royal Rumble. If Roode wins, Corbin gets to pick. I asked, how long has this been going on? And lucky enough for us, WWE played a promo where it said 7 weeks ago is when Robert Roode got the table thrown on him. And this was going on for like 4 weeks before that.
Oh, so at least.
This has been going on for like 12 weeks. Mm. 3 months of just Baron Corbin versus Roman Reigns over and over and over again.
Okay, but it's not fair because, like, AEW has to do, like, the same thing because they have not as many pay-per-views a month, right? So I don't mind, like, the drawn-out storyline. I just am bored.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's not interesting.
That's the problem with it. But I don't mind them trying to do a longer storyline. I just wish they did it better. How long has Lacey Evans been fighting Bayley?
Too long.
And Sasha. That's, like, been a whole thing.
Since Sasha came back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not too long. Because Lacey was bad.
Lacey was bad. And then, like, all of a sudden just magically turned good.
Yeah. We had a perfect resetting point at Survivor Series. Where we could have just fucking been done with
it all. Did they turn her good once she did Saudi Arabia? Was that when it
changed? No, because Saudi Arabia and then Survivor Series. I think she was still bad for Survivor Series.
Okay.
Excuse me. But yeah, we need to go back and pinpoint when exactly she became a face again.
I want to make no effort to do that.
I'll do the research for us.
Great.
Okay. Table match was not good. I did not like it.
I do not like that.
Baron Corbin came out and was watching from the stage. Ziggler came out, interrupted. Usos came out. Robert Roode gets speared through the table.
What's the stipulation?
For the Royal Rumble is falls count anywhere. What would you grade that match?
It was like a C.
What would you grade the Otis match? We didn't even talk. I'm sorry, not the Otis match. The Mandy Rose match.
Well, Sonya Deville. I actually thought they were doing okay with each other.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
It's like a B minus, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the tables match was a C. It wasn't interesting.
I thought the stipulation was going to be eat dog food.
Yum.
Yummy, yum.
What would you grade the show overall?
C.
Yeah, they didn't really announce anything.
Otis was the only good part.
Of course. Every week, Otis and Orange Cassidy deliver.
I guess the John Morrison thing wasn't horrible.
No. No, not at all.
But
his stringy hair was very distracting.
Yeah. And you were like saying he gets like a fan entrance. They didn't do that, but they did the slow-mo. They
haven't done the fucking fan yet.
They did the slow-mo.
Bring the fan out!
Oh my god.
How hard is it to get a leaf blower?
I don't know.
But it's funny because everyone that's gone and fought in Bray has like come back as their old self or like reverted. So, I mean, The Miz just took a little bit longer.
Sure.
He was in my daughter's room. Awesome.
All right. So then.
Nothing announced for this week's SmackDown. Next week's because it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Usually they tickle our ass a little bit with a feather, but nothing this week. I know we don't cover Raw, but Raw is horrible. It's not good.
It was so good. I wish we had time to talk about
it. We missed like the only, you and I didn't even see the only thing that I would want to see. And that was the Asuka Becky Lynch contract signing.
Yeah, I know. We were too busy putting our kid to bed.
Everything else is garbage.
Yeah.
Well, Buddy Murphy joining Seth Rollins might be interesting, but
yeah,
get Big Show out of there.
Yeah, what are they going to have a huge group?
Probably.
Did we not even talk about Big Show, or is that on Raw?
Raw. Oh. We thought he was coming out. Why did we think he was coming out?
Dude, I don't know.
I think Sami Zayn said something.
And I was like, Big Show?
Yeah. He was like, well.
And I was like, no.
Do you have anything else you want to say about the two shows?
I am going to cry because I know Lacey Evans will be champion soon. The end.
It's true. And my stance still stands. If Tyson Fury shows up at the Royal Rumble, I'm fucking done.
Oh my God. I'm
fucking over it, dude. Watch out. For April 4th, Steve, this has been Frankenstein Presents Dynamite SmackDown for the week.
Bye.
Bye.